Moshe Lomestein, Parshas Va'era.
You're on.
Good morning, everyone. As I was preparing the Shia, then I was told that the subject was actually spoken about Chol HaMoed Sukkos by Rabbi Saul Rakov. He gave a whole series of Shiurim. It wasn't in the Torah way, actually, but I understand there's quite a few members who take part of all these things. Of
Chazara.
Either Chazara, or for some people, hopefully, it'll be something new. The subject is about, does one have to knock off the nose of a shaitel head, or even or of a dog, or things like that? And part two is about making a full picture of sun, moon, and stars.
Also, by the old Victorian houses, they have like images over the wall.
Of stars.
It's
of what?
It's figures, it's figurines.
Of what? Of people, right, yeah, of statues.
We don't have those.
Yeah. So, let's start from the beginning. Actually, before I start, I'll just give a story. Menachem Dovid Zalman told me a story that there was somebody who had statues. There was somebody that asked a Rav to check his garden for Eruv, and the Rav came along. And he came to Rabbonim and checked the garden, see the mechitzas and everything. And then this person asked the Rav, "Do you mind just check the back garden to see everything's okay?" And the Rav said, "Yeah, okay, I've still got a few minutes, I'll check the back garden." And as he checked the back garden, this Rav started shouting, "You're asking me for Erevin to check things of the Rabbanans, and in your back garden you've got problems of the Raisas, you've got statues, you've got these people, it's a shilas of the Raisas, of Lusas and Iti," and he got all annoyed. He asked me for the Rabbanans, and you've got problems of the Raisas, and the person who owned this garden said, "Do you mind if I just sort out tomorrow?" The Rav said, "No, Shumayf, no, you have to sort out this minute." And this person managed to, within a quarter of an hour, he managed to bring in some worker who managed to chop off some noses and some ears, and some, he made some pergams and all the different crockery that he had. And the Rav, of course, asked him Chila then, he got a bit worked up in case he embarrassed him. And that was a story. But it's rather not posh to call it the Raisa. I think the Rav, when he was getting a bit worked up, must have forgotten the halacha, because to keep it in your garden is not the Raisa. To keep it is only the Rabbanon. To make them is the Raisa. To keep it is only a Rabbanon of a Chashad. Of maybe... there were choshes that you may be serving them, but it's only a drabonon, and this is just hakdom of these things that can happen. Therefore, we're going to go to the Indian and explain a few of these halachas. So it all starts off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanna Rabbi Gamliel, used to have in his front room, used to have pictures of the moon. Pictures of diagrams of the moon. Why? Because all different people, Adam used to come to see the Kiddush HaChodesh, to see how the moon looked like. So Rabbi Gamliel used to make it easy for them. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Does the moon, did the moon look like this kind of moon? Did the moon, do you think it looked like this kind of moon? He used to have these diagrams. There was a 3D diagrams he used to have in his front room. So the Gemara asks the Bamba Kasha. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks, how can Rabbi Gamliel have such a thing? There's a pasuk in the Torah in Parashat Yisroi that says, "Lo yisason iti." You're not allowed to make statues. Lo yisason iti. The Gemara dashin. You're not allowed to make me. It's really talking about lehei chesef, lehei zav. The Gemara dashin, lo yisason iti. Don't make things that resemble about me. What things resemble about me? So anything that is in Shemaim, whether it's the sun, moon, and stars, whether it's the mus of malachim, whether it's the mus of people, because there's the mus of a person on the Kisei HaKavod. We all know there's four pictures of Kisei HaKavod. One of them is a picture of a people. So you don't have to make things that there is in Shemaim. So how can Rabbi Gamliel make a sun or this picture of a moon, a 3D dimension of a moon? It says part of the Sasun Iti. You're not allowed to make things that are in Shemaim that serve me. So the Gemara gives three different terutzim, and we're going to explain them. So one terutz of the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel was a nasi, and a nasi has got a din like he's doing things in public. Want to do things in public, it's much more easy because there's people that will remind you and you won't come to serve, you won't come to serve them. There's another teretz is that the Gamliel statue of the moon was made out of various different pieces. It wasn't a full moon, it was made out of a piece there and a piece there and a piece there. So it's called, the Gemara calls it prokim. It's made out of various pieces. Once it's various pieces, then it's much more easier. Either pshat as it could be, it's much more aridic, or stamazoi, there's no issa when it's in prokin. And the final teretz is, when you want to teach people about how to do things, leslamed, there's another heter. Leslamed, to teach people.
Sorry.
So, we'll go through a little bit explaining how about these three teretz. So let's get it clear. To make these statues, whether it's, well, let's talk about a person for now. Well, the same thing applies to sun, moon, and star, but to make them is a problem of an issa d'oraisa, of lo yisason iti. But to keep them, and you didn't make it at all, is only a chashad. The chashad could be of two things. Either we're worried, people think it's a maris d'ayin, you're going to serve them, or we're worried. You made it. People think that you made it, which is come back to the Issa Lo Yisason. What's an afkamina? Afkamina is as follows. Let's go straight to the case of a person has a doll in his house. So this doll, one, if the reason the Taz says the reason the chashad is you may have served them. Now the Chacham Sa'olam said, which is something that most people rely on today, is today in today's society talking about dolls. There's no chashad that people are going to serve a dove mavuza. A doll is called a dove mavuza. People swing around the room. You want to clear up, you throw it to the corner of the room. It's a dove mavuza. There's no chashad that people will serve a dove mavuza. The Chacham Sa'olam says, according to this, anything of children's toys and things like that, there's no reason why you have to make a pagam in the doll, why you have to chop off any ava, the nose, the ear, anything like that, because it's a dova mavuza. So the Chacham Sa'olam is taking on like the Taz, that the reason why there's no, what the chashad would be is you'd serve it, but hayos is a dova mavuza, we're not going to chush, you're going to serve it. However, if you go like the Shach, that the reason is maybe you made it, and it's much worse. People could think, maybe you made it. Unless you're going to say no. Who thinks that I, no one, everyone knows I don't make dolls. Dolls are manufactured. And who are they manufactured? By a goyim. So weiter, even according to the Shach, you could get away with it and you'd say, no one will think I would make it. There's only one more reason why, which the Chassan Sofer brings down other Rishonim and says, what's the reason why you're not allowed to keep it in your house? Why not allowed? Because the Ritva says the reason why you're not allowed to make it, you're not allowed to make them, is not because you might serve them, but because it's a bizoyan in the Tzelem Elokim. You start making things which are Tzelem Elokim, as a picture of a Tzelem Elokim, a person's a Tzelem Elokim, it's a bizoyan. So the more bizoyan, the more mevuzah you make it, the worse it is. To make a doll in the shape of a Tzelem Elokim, it comes out, it's even worse than making a choshev at Tzelem Elokim. So according to this reason, Chassid Sofer says it should be completely osur to make them and completely osur to serve them, because it's you're keeping in your property a bezoin of a Tzelem Elokim. This is the Chassid Sofer's reason. However, you may want to be machmir for this reason, but this is not the ikar reason. The ikar reason is what the Taz says, a chashash you might serve it. If it's only a chashash you might serve it, therefore, of Dovah Mavuza, there's no chashash you might serve it. This is how, so Maskon Alaocha Lamaiser, Nissen Karelitz has a whole contrast about these things. He said, it's min adin, it's not, you don't have to take off the nose from a shaitel head or from a doll or these kind of things, because there's no chashash you'll come to serve a dove and vuzah made of polystyrene, made of plastic, or these things. And if you want to be machmir, like the shach, to say that the reason is maybe you made it and somebody will think maybe you made the shaitel head or things like that, maybe you made the doll, it's a welcome hiddur. It's Rebbe Falk says zichet, he's got a whole tshuva about it, so it's not brought out in the Maisa. Going to be going through this tshuva, it's coming out in Chilik, in Machzor Yo Chilik Gimel, but he's written already, it's written out, and he says Lemaisa min adin, one does not have to destroy a doll or a shekel head. Now let's go one step further. We know there are some tzaddikim who are very makbid not to let them people have photos taken from them. So you do have this picture of the stipler that covered his head. There's other tzaddikim. Where is this coming from? Oh, yeah. So the answer is, it's coming from this same din. If you want to be machmir, like the shach, to say that you're not allowed to, even more than less than the shach. If you want to be machmir, like the reason you're not allowed to make pictures of people, then taking photos. So let's go in the olden days technology. Then as soon as you took it, there was a little picture of a film which was upside down, but it was a little picture of a person. Now let's start one step further. Is there isav l'sasun iti when you're making something which is flat? Pictures are flat, right? They're not a statue of 3D. They're not boiler. They're 2D. They're so is there isav b'chlal to make such a picture? No. For that price, let's start even stand to draw a picture of a person. So in Shulchan Aruch Karet, there's no isav to make people who are flat, but not a statue. However, the Taz says, the Ramban's shita is, that you're not allowed to make even a flat person, even a 2D. So this is not Shulchan Aruch Karet, and this is a Chumra, it's a Midas Chasidus. The Minig HaOlam is Zichah to be Mekelin Gantzen about it. However, the Tzadikim who want to be Machmir for every possible Chumra. So they are Machmir, not to draw pictures, even a flat picture of a 2D. Therefore, they are Machmir that nobody should take photos of them, because it's called in the olden days when there was films, as soon as you took a photo, it went on the disc of the film, even though it was upside down, but it's still a drawing of a person. And in today's technology, let's go one step further. The pixel that comes on the disc, the Chayra says Rebbe Falk, that's zichah not a problem, because that's not a picture, it's just a mark. A mark is not a tsura. What you may be worried about is when you take a digital photo and the behind you, you can see there's a little window where there the picture of a person comes up. There you may be worried that is a picture. However, says Rav Falk, it's vital, not a problem, because it's not lekayama. The Shteitan Poskim that these isurim are only made if they're lekayama. A picture of a thing which is only aradic, it could be rubbed out. It's got not a problem. So where does the problem start? The problem starts when you print off the photos. Printing the photos, then you're actually starting to make this picture, which is lekayama. So there, if you want to be machmir for the Ramban and Mamash and Midas Chasidus, now I can understand where some tzaddikim are machmir not to have photographs taken of them. I'm just making this as awareness. I'm not saying it's halacha l'maaseh. Of course, the minhag ha'olam absolutely nishtazoi. As Shulchan Aruch gets, there's absolutely no problem. The problem is only when it's 3D. But bringing awareness to understand why some people would be makpid not having a photo taken of them, it's because they're worried they're going to print them, or once you're printing them, making a picture of a person, even 2D, that Ramban holds, it is a problem.
Could that be a problem according to some?
No, because not being printed, it's just not permanent. It can be rubbed out. Once you have a photo, it's much. Once you print it, then it's much more permanent.
Who would be owner of it? Is it a person taking a picture or a person?
So, yeah, it's. I'm not sure if the person who prints them, the person who takes the photo has not got a problem. If you stop printing them, I mean, who would be over? Would the tzaddik be over because Yella printed it? Yes, I didn't think so. I think the maximum would be lifnei iver or something. Maybe it's lifnei iver to let someone take a photo and thereby print it of yourself. Yeah. Now, let's go one step.
Is the ink thing called boilers?
What?
By a coffee machine, scratch off.
No, it's definitely not boilat. It's definitely not boilat. That's what I'm saying. It's definitely no issam and adin. The Ramban hold that you're not even allowed to take it flat. Even the Ramban hold you're not even allowed to do it flat, which is a midas chasidus, which if you want to take it as a chumri, you're allowed to. It's nish shulchan aruch. It's therefore the tzaddikim, it's in tzaddikim or makbid for this Ramban, which the Taz actually brings down. Therefore, even if it's not boilat, it could be a problem.
Not to draw any pictures.
According to the tzaddikim, yeah, they would be makpid not to draw any pictures of people. Unless, no, the eight says not to draw a full picture. Or to miss out the hand is not a full picture. Right? So that you could get
a full face without a hand.
Oh, so even that, even a full face without the body, there's a machlokes about that. There are those that say, let's go back to the beginning, to make a statue, there's vayta, the machlokes ha'poskim, is the issa only the whole body, or is the issa even on the face? So legaba the statue, the poskim say you should be makbid even on the face. But legaba the 3D, legaba the 2D, it's already chumra gaba chumra. You could say, oh, the face is not a problem, because you can be so much on those that want to say only the issa is on the whole body. So there's plenty to be makel on about doing 2D flat, and it's not a whole body, or you can miss out one ava. You can be makel.
Take the face without one ear.
Yeah, you can draw the face without one ear. Yeah.
That's a pretty face.
So.
Picture of Torah where you're allowed to make pictures and have people's speakers.
Right, so.
That's
so
they deface them, they won't make holes in them.
Ah, very good. It's not called defacing. No. In order, if you want to mark, you have to take off a whole Ava. It's scratch off the whole nose, not just draw a drawing pin. Yeah, however.
What about the lines on a baroque?
Oh, a parochus, what's the problem?
Lions. Making
lions.
Oh, lions. So lion, oh, yeah, that's the problem with mazonis. Yeah, it definitely doesn't look like a full lion. That's right. It definitely doesn't look like a full lion. If you have got a full lion, we'll get to that end when it talks about making stars. Okay, I'll get there at the end. It's a good china. And so of course, Torah don't have any problem because there's no issa to print photos of people. It's only a chumra ba'alma. Right. Yeah. Good. Fine. Let's go one step further. Would there be a problem? You have a doll at home of your child's doll, and we said to keep it is not a problem, but if the hand broke off. Is there a problem to go along and fix it? So says Reb Nissim Karelitz and Reb Falchita, and there's a big problem to go and fix it, because now, when it's got this hand off, it's missing Ava, but now when you fix on this hand, let's say you're screwing it on, you're making it a fixed thing, it's a big problem. So now you have to be very, very careful. If a doll did break, you mustn't fix it. Because even you're not allowed to make, to keep it something else, but to make a picture of a person, of a 3D, that is a problem. That's very close to Sofik, to Deraisa, Lo Isas
and Itti. Even if it's plastic?
Even if it's plastic. Yeah, even if it's plastic.
Wood is not Muhammad, Nokia and wood.
No, they're all the same. To make it could be big problems, could be Shalis of Deraisa. To get the shop to fix it could be Amir Lakum. It could be a drabonon. They say Beremiza, you know, you can get out of it. The only answer is what to do. How, if you want to fix it. If you make it loose, Once it's loose, then the Poskim say it's got this dinner where we started of Reb Gamliel's moon was prokim prokim. If it's loose, then and then there's no then that's not called a fixed structure. Therefore it's not a problem. So therefore, you know, Falk says if you want child wants to make little men out of Lego, that's not a problem because these things are loose. They're arai. They're ready to be broken up the next minute. That's not a problem. But to make things with screwing up and start fixing them properly, then it could be very well close in shadows of the Isis of Lusas and Iti, not to make things that resemble of me, of Tsuras, and therefore one should be very careful and one should ask a Shaila.
What about the Kruvim in the Mishkan? And also you took the third of, I think Shlomo Melech, wasn't it? He had a third with all these animals on it.
Yeah, so how did Shlomo Melech, how did he manage to make these statues of the animals? So the animal will come to in a minute. Oh. Yeah. Again, Legal of the Mishkan is a different thing, we're not going to go into today, but the Mishkan, to make things of the Mishkan is only if you make it the right size. Right? But. In the Mishkan, the statues. Well, I hear. Well, that I would say I say the chalos. I say
only the hands.
But I'm not really worried about the Torah. I can easily say I say the chalos. I say if the Torah itself wants to make it, it's not a problem. Well, he's saying how can David and Melech make statues of lions? So if it was missing, yeah, if it wasn't the whole thing. It could be just like the front part, yeah.
Now we go back about the dolls. Yeah. Dolls, it doesn't make a difference if a doll that looks like a person or a doll that's like the Playmobil. They don't look like people. Does what? Make a difference? Is it has to resemble a person or has to look like a person?
It's a face. No, I haven't seen a difference. Something which is a face, which has got a proper, we're talking about proper ears and nose and everything. We're not talking about a flat doll. We're not talking about a flat doll with just little painting of a picture of an eye with a paint of a dot and a paint of a nose and, you know, a little mark. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about a doll which has got proper plastic ear and a nose sticking out. You get these proper dolls with hair. Those are problematic to fix. The ones that are just little paintings of an eye, they talk about it, but it's a lot more quick.
This is made out of China.
China, yeah. It's definitely a problem.
Those in the ear before you start.
Yeah, as I was just saying, to fix them could be a problem. To keep them, you're not mechuyev to take them off. People say that the minhag ha'olam is to take off noses of shayit leheads. Ken zayin b'shtishkan, it's a neshein chumra, but one's not mechuyev to. Let's move on now to the sun, moon, and stars. As we said in Akdama, the sas and iti, the issa of making iti. Iti means anything that resembles me, anything that serves me. So the Gemara Dashans in Rosh Hashanah, sun, moon, and stars is called the shamoshim. The Gemara calls it, those are people, that's the things that serve Hashem, so you're not allowed to make these statues of the sun, moon, and stars. So let's start off as Akdama, just to draw a sun on a picture, black and white, with no colouring in it, not to draw it yellow. So that is Kuladik. That is Kuladik. The Chutshani, Reb Nissen Kelly said it's Mutter. However, Harav Falk cheated in his Kuntras, which has not yet come out, but it's in his Truva, soon going to come out. He says you have to be very careful about this. If it's just in the middle of the picture where you can't tell it's a sun, it's not a problem. But if all around you you can see a person's made a picture of a dark sky, and you've got everything else that resembles that this is a sun, and just because it's not coloured in, Rav Falkshita says, and he holds to make a full picture of a sun, even if it's not coloured, it's still a big problem. Anything that you can tell, this looks like a sun, even if you're not going to anyway manage to make the right colour. The right colour is fire. You're not going to make the right colour anyway. So LMI, you mean something that resembles to a sun, is a big problem. And
why
it's...
That picture? 2D picture, why that works?
It's a problem.
Why is it worth having 2D?
Right. So you're not allowed to.
Why is it?
picture's okay.
No, no, that's what I'm saying.
It's a picture of a person.
Oh, sorry, I should have been back then. Oh, sorry, yeah, Shkoch Mishami. Right. Sun, moon, and stars is much worse than a person. Why? Because the Rishonim say a person, when you look at a person, he looks like 3D. Person looks like a whole thing. Therefore, to make just a flat picture of a 2D doesn't always have to resemble a person. However, when we look in Shammai and we see the sun, moon, and star, for us, it looks like a flat thing. It looks like a flat ball. Even the moon to us, as much as you can see, but it looks to us flat. This Sora comes from Rishonim, it comes from Tosfos. And it's what in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, Bein Shakua, Saiv it's Shakua is 3D, Shakua is 2D, Bein Boilet, Saiv is 3D, this is the Nusach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. By some of the stars, it's much more chomer, you're not allowed to be even a flat. Right, sorry, that was Akdoma. Therefore, coming to making pictures of a sun, moon, and stars, let's start with the sun. If it's not coloured, I would say Chutshani holds, it's not a problem, but the Harafalk sheet holds, and if you can tell it's the sun, it's a problem, and therefore you should be machmir, not to, even when it's not coloured in. Now,
make a smiley face in the sun.
To make a smiley face in the sun is something which they do talk about. I didn't prepare this. I saw the Shaila in the Kuntras. I can't remember which way around it, if it's more Kuldik or not. You know, after the Shia, I can come back to it. It's definitely recorded in his Kuntras. Let's talk about painting. You know, they get some professional people that want to make a painting of a sunset. So painting is coloured, right? So you definitely come into the problems. So there's less mandapalik. To make a painting of a full sun in your sunset is definitely a problem. Shail of Deraisa Lissasuniti. However, now, if you want to make a drawing where there's clouds covering part of it, or where the sun is halfway going down the horizon, so sunset. So on that, once again, I'm quoting Machlokes of Poiskim today. The Harav Nissim Karelis Shlita says it's no problem because this is not a full sun. This is to make a full sun. Something which is covered over with the clouds or covered by half the horizon is not a problem. The same goes if you'd want to take a photo and print off, we're talking about printing off the photos of a sunset, according to Nissim Karelis. It's not, if the whole sun is there, you have to be very, very careful not to print it off. If you're printing a sunset which is only halfway there, Quantum Nissim Karelit, it's a problem. It's not a problem. Let me just go to the other side. Rav Falk Shlita wants to say, no, it's a big problem. Because the only way out is something if it's missing. A pagam, let's say, go back to the person. If it's missing Eva, that's not a problem. Here, Rav Falk Shlita says that when the cloud is covering, it's not called missing, it's called covered. And when the fact that clouds are covering, yeah, that's not called missing. The same thing is when you could be done about these two things. The same thing is when it's going down the horizon, that's not called missing. Missing is when it was whole and you've taken it off. But the fact that it's covered or it's below the horizon, that's not called missing. That's the way of the Torah. That's the way you can see it. You can hear it still. I'm not a pesach. I'm just bringing the two sides of the coin. I'm telling you that maybe it's a shaila. Nissim Karelit wants to be maker. A falchit wants to be machmir about it. Therefore, if you want to be machmir not to take a photo of sunset to welcome hiddur, if you want to be maker like Rav Nissim Karelit, you can ask your own Rav. I'm just bringing up the shaila as an awareness.
Take a photo of a whole orange sun.
That's the chora. The Muslim, the Kol Alma. To take a photo, we said it's not a problem. To print the photo, there's the problem. Yeah.
So you can have it on the digital.
On the digital, we said is in digital. It's just pixels. It's not. It's garnished. And the fact that you've got it behind you on the screen, it's not like Kayoma. That goes into parking pocket.
If you've got a children's book, you want to colour it in.
Oh. So like we said, so if it's, so we're going to come on to soon about pictures of when children are learning about Parshas Bereishis or Parshas Vayeshev, when it talks about the sun and moon, that's something else. If it's Stam a picture book, which is not Torah related, then one should be careful. Don't, if you haven't made it, so don't colour in completely, or tip it a little bit and then...
Maybe Hashem invented the camera to stop us being pictured.
If you're not allowed to colour in, could you draw it? Could you draw a sun?
No, so to draw a full picture of a sun is a problem.
If you don't colour it in yellow?
As I was saying, if it's not coloured, then I said it's machlokes I post him off today. Harav Nissim Krell, it's to hold, it's not a problem. But Harav Farag, to hold, if you can, anywhere where you can tell it looks like a sun, it doesn't matter, because you can't, you're not going to get the, yellow is not the sun anyway. So it doesn't make a difference what colour. Yellow, you're not going to get the right colour. So therefore, anything that resembles the sun is a problem.
The picture of the eclipse.
What, to print off picture of the eclipse? So, I never thought of the Shiloh. So, I think Ilchor Yisrael is going back to the Shiloh of the poiskim where the cloud's covering it, right? Is the cloud's covering it? So, by the eclipse, are you talking about where the cloud's covering it, or even if not? What?
The moon covers it.
The moon covers the sun, so... Yeah. Yeah.
We printed up a photo of the sun by Bechus Chamo.
Printed it. Yeah. I don't want to pass him, but maybe you're going to say that this sun is Bechus Chamo. I would say no, Zechosh, a problem.
But the sun of Rachel was there.
And but he didn't see printing it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. To print it, I don't see a way out. To print a picture of eclipse, maybe it's not a full sun because it's covered. I don't know. I gather this Shaila is not born. It's interesting. I never even thought of this Shaila. It's a brilliant Shaila. It's worth asking her off. It's full moon, huh? Yeah, so it's a double problem. Yeah. It's a very good Shaila. Yeah, we do see them, people printing them in the papers. Unless you say it's dull and it's not the the moon is worse. I'll get to it in a minute. Yeah, okay. I'm making this awareness, and it's worth a shile of a rov. Now, before I go on to the moon, I just want to finish off with one more shile about the sun. I've got I myself have this in my house. You can have drawings, a nice, beautiful picture. I didn't make it. I didn't print it. I didn't paint it. But I bought it. A picture of sunset, and it's got in my house. It's got a full picture of the moon. Is that a problem? A full picture of the sun about to go down the horizon. So I just being as long as I didn't make it, it's not a problem to keep it in my house. There's no chashad over here. The Rafat says that a picture has got a din like a doll. It's a doll of mevuzah. There's no chavam in a person's going to serve a picture because it's got no chashivas to it. It's no problem to keep it. If you want to machmir, like the shach, the reason is the chashad, maybe someone drew it. Okay, that's a chumra you may well do. But the Chacham Sodom doesn't go like that. The Chacham Sodom says the chashash is, are you going to serve it? And there's nobody in today that would think I would come and serve a picture. But it's not a problem to hang this on your front.
What about a tapestry?
No, it's mevuzah in that way that you wouldn't come to serve a picture. You'd come to serve a statue, but who would come to serve? You're right, it's not mevuzah. What?
No, it's all stuck together. But yeah, so what? Permanent.
Yeah. It's a nice piece. Yeah, okay, I'm saying go abstract from Rav Falk. If I understood it correctly, I think he's talking about a painting. Unless he's talking about...
What about a tapestry?
A tapestry, the same thing. If you want to machmir that, maybe people think you made it. Okay, you're welcome to machmir. But if you want to go like the halacha, that people think you may serve it, so I don't think people are going to think that you...
More boiler than tapestry as well.
It's but what? The
tapestry is more...
It's not flat.
It's
piece.
It's permanent.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but I'm saying you never made it.
You make people. A lot of people make
tapestries. Oh, he's asking Sam to make tapestries of a sun.
Yeah.
Ah, so yeah, to make it is a problem. just one second, and have Zion. I want to get check if he's talking about litlos halakir tumunas achama. The words are talking about hanging on the wall a picture of a son. He's not talking about a painting. I imagine he's talking about a painting. The same thing. I have to find out. How, if I understand correctly, nobody was. Okay, I'm leaving it open. Would a person think, have a chashad, that you would, that when you've got a picture of a son, that maybe you'd come to serve this son? Would you say, no, who comes to serve pictures? You come to serve statues, in those days, like upon him. But to, were people serving pictures?
No.
I would think it's possibly good in the category of dolls, where nobody would think that you'd serve them.
The Russians are Christians of icons.
Which are all statues,
painting,
right?
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
It's a painting, and they serve it.
Yeah. Okay. I leave this at the Tzorech Yom. Beautiful paintings. Would there be a chashash of someone serving it? Yeah. I leave at the Tzorech Yom. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask a shayla. Let's move on to the moon. The moon seems to be a lot more chomo than the sun. As we said before, the sun, you can get out of it, don't draw a full sun. However, can you get away with drawing a half a moon? So, say the poskim, you can bring a raya from the Gemara that there's a problem. Unless, because the Gemara, the Kasha, in Gamliel used to have, in the Mishnah says, in Gamliel in his front room, a picture of a moon, in order to show the Adim, was it like this moon or like that moon? And the Gemara asks, hey, a moon is a problem of Lois Sassaniti, until the Gemara comes up with different Tirutim. But 1 minute, this moon wasn't a full moon, this moon was a Rosh Chodesh moon, which is a little moon. Say the point again, to make a picture of a moon, even if it's not a full moon, it's a big problem.
What's a picture of a moon? Is it a white circle?
No, so I'm talking about, so if it's not coloured, then you can get away with it. Some person can say it's not a problem. But if you're colouring it in, you know, like a banana shape and it's resembling a moon, I'm not talking about just making a random shape in your paper. I'm talking about, if you're making trees and everything and on the top you've got a moon, even if it's like in a banana shape, it could be a problem. The eight is not to make it full, maybe leave the point at the top open. But it's definitely a problem which Mr. Krellis and Falk both bring down, and if to make a picture even of a Rosh Chodesh kind of moon, it's not poshut. He grabbed the ass, interesting, and Falk asks, if you look in the Nusach of Kiddush Levana, we say V'rotten Fonecha, get the Nusach L'malois Pegima Salavana V'lo Yebo Shum Miut. So he's saying on Shchodesh, Lemalos Pegima Salavona, to fill the Pegima Salavona. Sounds like from that Nusach that the way it is now is a Pegima Salavona, and you're asking Hashem to fill it up.
No, the size.
The size sounds like it's a Pegima Salavona, but according to what I was saying.
The size is a Pegima.
Oh. Why? Because it's not.
Because it used to be big.
It used to be much bigger.
Right. Not the banana shape.
Right. Either that, or you could just say, the Falk wants to answer, the Tzura is called the Tzura with the Pagan. That's the way it is. But you can say what you're saying as well. It means in the Lost Lover, it'll be much brighter, much bigger. Yeah.
That's a very question, Rav Falk. Because he says there are some that's halfway covered. The whole thing with the moon is because it's covered. It's covered by the world. That's
yeah.
Why it doesn't get its shine. So if a covering is called Pagan, then a cloud should be a Pagan for the sun.
It's not covered by clouds. It's covered. First of all, it's the other way around. Rav Falk says covering is not, it doesn't make it easier. Why?
But if you shut the chapter and all the pieces on the Luna, it's not a real Pagan, it's only that it's not shown the whole of the Luna, then you can say that on the sun also. That by not showing the whole sun is also a Pagan in the sun, and that makes a head on for making a half a sun.
What are you saying from this Nusach of Kiddush Levana? Right. I'm saying he answers it. He said that about this Nishnikasha because Mr. Rosman wants to say, because it means nowadays it's legabel osilova, it's called pogrom. It itself is not pogrom. Or the way the Tzura is, it's called the Tzura pogrom. It's still the Tzura. Yeah. It's just in brackets I said it. It doesn't take anything out of it. It's getting a little bit late. I want to just go on to the Sugah of the moons, and then we'll come on to this terrace of what you were talking about, the teaching of Pareches and these kind of things. So A jigsaw, first of all, is also not a problem. Even making a jigsaw where it's got a sun and moon in, because jigsaw is called prokim. And we said before, Rabbi Gamliel himself had this moon which was made out of pieces. To make it out of pieces is aradik, and or bichlal, as some say, it's just not an issa when it's made out of pieces. So a jigsaw is much more kolidik. Now going on to stars. So there's two kinds of stars. There's stars which people make as referring to how it looks like in the night. So there could be a problem. Even though that Hijras Ma'ira, a star in itself doesn't have these zigzags. If you look at a real star, it won't have it, it's round. To us, so far away, it looks like these zigzags. But anything that resembles a star, even with the zigzags, the poet can say you have to be very careful about it. If you want to make it without zigzags, or not a full zigzag, you know, make half of the zigzag, that's okay. But is there so now let's talk about Mr. Hommel's problem to make stars on, let's say, on a paroiches, or you know, you have the teacher that wants to give a mark to the child who got 10 out of 10. He takes a little felt tip and puts a star on. So that is not a problem, because there everyone knows you're making the star just the same yoifi. You're not trying to resemble a star of the sky. If you're making a star just as, it's a quite dakhtik chiluk of this, although you are making a star, this is comes from Rafak, if you're making a star just as, you know, as a yoifi, not making as, just as a, you know, just yeah, as a decorative, but not trying to make a picture of your scenery, of your stars in the sky, you know, or, whether it's to make to give a star to a child, if you did 10 out of 10, or whether to put on the paroiches, so this comes to your shayla, making images on the paroiches, that seemed not to be a problem, because I'm talking about stars for now. You're not trying to resemble a real star of the night. You're just trying to make a nice surah, a nice picture. It's not a picture of a star in the night, which doesn't really resemble to the actual surah. So therefore, Falk says that's more kodik and it's not a proper star.
Well, it probably looks like a star, right?
All right. What?
Globe.
To make a picture of a globe.
A 3D globe.
Yeah. Right. That's not a sun, moon, or star. It's a planet. It's a tzvar shemayim. So again, talking about keeping it, right? Keeping it, we said. First, I don't know, I've never seen this shayla. I'm trying to say how you never made it. So to keep it, the shayla, would the person, as a chashad, would the person serve it? To keep it, we said, is much more kolodic today. The Galosh and the Gemara is only talking about sun, moon, and stars. I like the shayla. I've never thought of the shayla of a globe, it's a planet.
They seem to always worship
sun, moon, and stars. They never worship globes. Yeah, I've never seen this shayla before. It's an interesting one. I want to just finish off. What? Yeah, it's not from a 3D.
and also,
it's a picture more.
And also, I think the world is more X-shaped than the globe is round.
No, he's saying it hasn't got mountains on it. It's not a... No, again. Sun, moon, and stars is different. You're right. Yeah, sun, moon, and stars doesn't have to be 3D. Sun, moon, and stars doesn't have to be 3D.
You see as a 3D. You said the reason is because the sun and the moon you see flat, but the world you do see as a 3D.
I don't.
When you see a tree, when you see the ground, when you see the...
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. I just want to finish off one more thing, which is about teaching. Leslami, the Gemara said, is not a problem. So we all know in Cheder we come home with pictures of Yosef and Tzadik's dream of sun, moon, and stars, and Parshas Bereishis we come home with pictures of the moon and stone. That's not a problem. But the Gemara said, Gamliel was after it in order to teach people. However, teaching has got its limitation. Teaching is only if you're teaching for Torah. So far, to teach for Torah the Kazakhan is not a problem. But and even if it means you know what a sun is, you know what a moon is, but it's just it helps you understand the visual, it's okay. But to make for Chochmah, for science, or the things which are playing around, that you should be much more machmah about. I'll make a disclaimer, any real shayla, please go ahead to ask a Rav. and Ben Shahel should be able to keep the Kol HaTorah Kulo.
Hey, great.